Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Leon, the actor, on the line with me. Leon, say hello to the people.
Hello, hello, hello.
Leon, you've been doing so many things. You've been doing video, film, theater, a recording artist, model. Tell me which one of those you enjoy the most.
The two things that I do primarily is that I'm an actor and I'm a singer. Mm-hmm. Those two things I love equally, because to be on a stage, whether I'm singing with my band, Leon and the Peoples, or starring in a play, gives me the same exhilarating feeling. You know, I trained to be an actor, and I think I was born to be on film, so that's primarily how I make my money.
Right.
So, but that's a completely different process than being in front of an audience.
Right. Now, most people know you as JT and Russell. Are you anything like those characters?
Well, no, I mean, that's not me per se, but I mean, there's probably elements, you know, of me and, you know, certain characters that I play. You know, it's tough to say what most people know me from, you know. It's, you know, I'm lucky enough to have people yell out my character names to me every day of my life. Whether it be the two that you mentioned, or whether it be my biggest box office hit, Disney's Cool Runnings, or Slash Emmy winning The Temptations movie.
Right.
So I'm just happy that I've been able to do memorable work.
Wow. You're celebrating like three decades of servicing as an actor and entertainer. How does that feel?
You know, it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels bad.
Yeah, it has to, because some people can't even get a year in. So don't be shy now.
No, I know. You know, I speak to young actors. I speak to classes and stuff all the time, telling them that, you know, anyone can, you know, become whatever they want, but to have a career at something, you know, it takes a certain amount of work, a certain amount of dedication, and sometimes versatility.
Right.
To be able to capture, you know, the public's interest for that long.
That's right. When you started your band, how did that just birth out? Because that's all you. So, like, what happened that you just was like, okay, this is the perfect timing to kind of branch out into another area, as you mentioned, that you love? Because, you know, sometimes people get scared to branch out, but you did it. And that transition can sometimes be scary. How was it for you?
Well, for me, it was organic, in the sense that when I became a popular actor, I started to MC a lot of concerts and festivals.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hanging out with a lot of the greatest singers out there and great bands and stuff, I became friends with them. And, you know, inevitably we would, you know, be backstage singing a cappella and things like that. And a lot of them would start to encourage me. They would say,
wow,
you know, you should sing. You should sing because, you know, not that you have to, it's because you want to.
Right.
And you can.
Right.
You know, and so a bunch of really talented musicians who played for bands like Steel Pulse and Bruce Springsteen and Sting, and asked me to be part of their band called the Young Lions, which is a band they play downtown in Manhattan, New York. And it was a reggae band. It was play reggae covers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I tried to get a bit of a following, but I didn't want to just play cover songs.
Right.
I wanted to do original music.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up starting my own band, which is called The Peoples.
Right.
It was cool and things were great, but you know, it's a competitive business out there.
Absolutely.
And a business I was completely unaware of. So you have to work with what you have. So I had to pull a bit of a David Ruffin on him, but to benefit the band. And I called us Leon and the Peoples.
Right.
And once we became Leon and the Peoples, you know, all of a sudden we were getting more show offers and bigger crowds. And so it was the move that I made that wound up bringing us a little bit more success.
Wow, that's awesome, because you never know just how accepting your fans will be. And so then you adding your own name, which is so humbling that you didn't want to be like Leon and the Peoples, that adding your name and branding it properly led to the success. And that's wonderful.
Now, but you know, something you just alluded to was something that I dealt with for the first part of my being a band, is that, you know, was the skepticism. You know, people were like, oh, yeah, right. Now he sings. Yeah. And I would see that. I'd be performing at shows, and I'd see people just up there looking at the band at first with their arms folded, like, okay, let's see why he got, we know why, because he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically, like anything else, you have to prove yourself.
Right.
And, you know, I was up for the challenge. I think a lot of people that are my fans musically and fans of the band, I think they were kind of turned, because I don't think, when they heard us perform, it wasn't like anything they thought it was going to be like.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people, when you tell them, oh, yeah, Leon's a singer, I'm like, okay, yeah, he's probably singing some smooth, sexy, you know, R&B with ladies, whatever.
Right.
And then my band would come out and we're hitting, playing reggae and mixed between reggae and soul music. They're like, oh, okay.
You know? Right, right.
It's like, this is something that's really me and organically me and not something that I'm just trying to capitalize on my popularity as an actor.
Right. Good stuff. Songs like Love is a Beautiful Thing, Beautiful and Lovely Day. Lots of love, Leon. You spreading lots of love.
Yeah, you know, I think every year of our lives that we are on this earth, more so now than ever.
Yes, sir.
You know, we need love. Yes, we sir. Need love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We need love for each other, love for our fellow man, our love for other countries, you know, love for families, you know, everywhere you look, our administration into the inner cities and stuff, we're showing a lack of love for each other.
Right, right. Speaking of love, I want to spread some love to my big brother, Curtis, who's part of your band. And tell me how you guys met.
Curtis, I met him when we were doing like the Young Lions.
Oh, okay.
He was part of like the downtown New York group of guys who, you know, kind of came in, one of the players in the band. And then when I formed the Peoples, he kind of came over, and then there was a bit of a split between me and one of the other singers and leaders of the band, who took like a lot of the musicians away and stayed with me.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm happy to say that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's something that always happens with groups, and it's good that you're able to rebound from that when people just kind of want to stay collective and seeing the vision come to pass. You know, that's something. But besides being a heartthrob and an actor, et cetera, you have a lot of charitable contributions you do or commit your name to. What are a few of
them? Well, I mean, from as far as charitable organizations that I lend my name to or my time or my energy, you know, that list is forever growing because,
right,
you know, it's about whatever I have time to do.
Mm-hmm.
If I can lend my talent, my time, my energy to a worthy cause, whether it be, you know, the fight against AIDS,
mm-hmm,
or breast cancer awareness,
right,
or
right,
any of the several other things that I've been involved with. It's basically, you know, me just wanting to be able to help.
Right.
You know, right. You know, when you're in entertainment business as long as I've been, it's hard for you to ignore something like AIDS when I've seen many performers that I've known that I started the business with gone.
Wow.
Because
wow
of it.
Right.
You know, it's hard to ignore breast cancer awareness when I've had, you know, people in my family,
right,
who've had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when going through your life, no matter what you do, if you're aware of your surroundings, if you're aware of the people that you share this earth with,
mm-hmm,
it's hard not to be charitable. It's hard not to want to give your time and energy for a cause that's worthwhile.
That's right. That's right. That is true. Sly and the Family Stone. Tell me where we at with that.
Kind of stagnant right now, unfortunately. Due to some unfortunate situations that I can't particularly mention at the time.
Right, right.
It has nothing to do with me.
Right.
But I'm still holding out hope that, you know, I guess Jason Scream with that role right there. I think you make David Ruffin look like a choir boy.
That's right. I can't wait. I believe it's going to come to pass. We need that story told. I love Sly and the Family Stone. I think you will be the best person to play it. You got all the je ne sais quoi it needs to play. It will be up there with all the others that have been real successful. So good things come to those who wait. So we're going to wait for it. Investing as an actor, you said you speak to young actors. How do you help them to be mindful of the financial issues? Sometimes you're hot and sometimes you're not. And how do you balance that?
Well, I tell all people who want to pursue acting, especially today, you know, with social media and all the different outlets out there and reality TV, that, you know, it's easy to become famous.
Right.
Oh, well, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have a career.
Mm.
I mean, everybody can have a flash in the pan, and you know, and the next thing you know, you're gone.
Right.
You know, you become famous because of who you're dating.
Mm,
so it doesn't, you know, it's not really something that you want to hold on to. I tell people all the time, you know, if you have a career in the show business, it's going to be peaks and valleys.
Mm.
You know, you're going to be hot sometimes, you're not, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, there's gonna be very few Denzel Washington.
Right.
Who's my buddy.
Right.
But
right.
You know, it's just not the way things are. And you have to prepare yourself to be able to withstand the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys that's going to affect you and your family.
Right.
As far as your financial status, as far as your well-being. And, you know, this is a business where people say no to you 9 out of 10 times.
Wow.
And that's only the successful ones.
Wow. Yeah, there's a difference between fame and success. And I think people get the two confused. What makes Leon smile and what makes Leon cry?
Well, you know, there's so many things that make me smile. You know, being able to accomplish something, being able to entertain people.
Uh-huh.
And the smiles on their faces always makes me smile. Just the sight of my beautiful daughter makes me smile.
Right. And what's things that break your heart that you see in the world today that we had spoke about earlier?
Well, you know, it's break my heart, I think, is a hard thing to do. Okay. I think as you get older and you see many things in this world, and there are things I say that are upsetting.
Right, okay, let's say upsetting.
I don't know if they break my heart. One of the things that is upsetting to me the most is the lack of love and respect that we have for one another.
Right.
Lack of love we have and respect for, that I see even amongst my own people of color.
Right.
For one another. Okay. You know, when I see the constant killings
right.
in Chicago mm-hmm. of black and black on black crime.
Right.
You know, when I see Americans killing Americans,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be police officers killing a young kid or whether it's someone, you know, fighting against Muslims, whatever. I mean, we have the potential not just be the greatest country in the world, but to be the example
right.
for the entire world because of our ethnic makeup.
Right, yeah.
Everyone is here in America.
Mm-hmm.
We're made up
right.
of different races.
Right, the melting pot.
Any race to kind of claim America is preposterous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
only race that can claim America is the American Indian.
Right.
So... Right, so we're all foreigners on this land. We could actually set example for the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing right now, even up to our administration right now, is doing just the opposite.
Right.
So what breaks my heart, not even for me, but it's like for my daughter and for the generation
right.
coming up.
Right.
What are we doing? What kind of groundwork are we laying for the rest of their lives?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. True story. The importance of staying grounded and having a good name, which you have done. We saw you on Atlanta Housewives. It was an epic episode to see a black man and a black woman who were separated and have a child be so kind to each other. I was like, wow, that was awesome. And still so, you know, you speak well of her. And that's just awesome. But how do you maintain being grounded in this business, not let what they say, the haters or, you know, misconceptions tarnish who you are?
Well, I mean, you really can't control that.
Okay.
Now, because of social media, we have people who are faithless critics.
You know, I love that term.
I mean,
I love it.
But it's the truth. You know,
yeah.
you have someone, say, for example, like yourself, who, you know, very much has their name out there and stands behind what you write. But you have other people who just sit here on social media saying just horrible things about anybody they want, whatever they want, for no reason.
Right.
You know?
For no reason.
I can just say, a typical example would be the other day there was a post about my record.
Uh-huh.
And the response has just been, you know, incredible, and I'm so happy and feel blessed. You know, just somebody over there who has probably 80 followers and stuff, you know, writes a comment and says, "Take the acting." About my album, right?
Right.
It's just hilarious. You know, it's just hilarious because it's just, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It just comes out of the blue.
Right.
They're faceless. They just like to say, we actually went to their page to see the kind of things, and you see, they make, like, constant bad comments about anybody.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, and because of social media, we can do things like that. We can just, people can just say whatever they want to say and have fights. I see in the entertainment business when I see, mainly with rappers. And,
right.
But it happens with, you know, others, you know, whether it be ball players like that, having these, you know, public beefs with each other via Twitter.
Right,
or
right.
Like, you know, it's like, and it's so ridiculous to me. The main thing is that, you know, you can't control what people think.
True.
You just can't. And I learned a long time ago that if you try to please everyone, you're in for a very long and miserable life.
Well, that was well
you
know, said.
First off, you need to please yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Once you're satisfied with what you're doing, you can only put it out there and hope that the people who love what you're doing will find you. And sometimes it will be most people.
That's right.
And you'll be very lucky. But if it's not, you know, just make sure that you can live with what you did.
How do you handle the attention you may get from women and not be distracted?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That cough wasn't because of the question. The female thing is something that I feel like I was born into.
Okay.
I was only male in my generation.
Uh-huh.
Family owned a beauty salon, so I knew a lot about women from a very early age.
Right.
I've always been around women. Women were my friends. I learned to love women before I ever wanted to have sex with them.
Right. Beautiful.
And I think that, you know, you may see constant comments about, you know, the way I look or my demeanor or that, you know, that people may think that I'm sexy or... I don't think that... Me personally, I don't think that I am, like, you know, any of those things any more than other people are. I don't think I'm the best looking guy. I don't think I'm the sexiest guy. I don't think I'm the coolest guy. I think that, you know, I like to give women a little bit more credit than
wow,
that. You know, I think that women are more intuitive than that. And
right.
I think that women can sense that I generally like them.
Right, right.
As people, you know, more so than just sexual beings. And I think that, you know, if they hope, a great deal of my appeal than just those other things that they constantly mention.
Right. Yeah, because we don't want you in the news. Okay, I don't want you to have to come back and make a new statement about some girl talking about you felt her butt on the set.
No, if you ever hear anything like that, more than likely it will be the other way around.
True story. So, Leon, tell me what's coming up next for you, sir? Are you touring? You have another film in the can? What's going on?
The band Leon the Peoples, we hope to tour.
Okay.
For our recent release, Love is a Beautiful Thing album. Hopefully, I hope you heard it.
Yes,
and
I listened to
our hot rising single, which is called Sometimes I Wish I Was Single. And we'll be touring on the fall. We're actually doing some spot dates now in between my acting gigs.
Okay.
I'm currently in Los Angeles doing a movie for BET called Her Only Choice.
Okay.
And I have two series that I've wrapped. One called 40 and Single, which is an international series shot in Ghana.
Wow. Okay.
West Africa, which will air on the UMC, the Urban Movie Channel,
mm-hmm.
in the fall.
Okay.
And A Love Tale. Which is a show created by Sidra Smith. It's kind of a Sex in the City for lesbians living and loving in Harlem.
Okay.
And and me.
What role are you playing? Are you playing a role or you produced it?
I play lead actress played by Vanessa Williams.
Oh.
I play her husband.
Oh, okay.
I have a film that is doing very well at the film festivals. We're up to maybe 30 official selections, about 7-8 wins already. Out of the 30 official ones, probably 20 of them film festivals haven't even happened yet.
Okay.
It's a short film that I directed, produced, and star in for my Motion Mob Films production company called Make America Black Again.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I play a candidate named Lamar Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who is running for presidency against the Trump administration. The campaign slogan of Make America Black Again.
Nice.
With an entire white campaign staff. So it's a bit of some political satire.
Right. Gotcha. Well, I thank you for stopping by. Let everybody know your social media contacts.
Reach me on Instagram at www.justleon. Mm-hmm. You can reach me on Twitter at justleon. All the other stuff is easy to find. Just type in Leon and you'll probably get Facebook website.
Right.
My band's website, leonandthepeoples.net.
Okay. Yeah.
And same thing with it. And Instagram is Leon the Peoples, and as well as Twitter.
All right, Leon. Thank you so much, man. It was good talking with you, catching up. A lot of great things coming up, and we'll see.
Great, thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Take care.
You too.